Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Jay Rivera Panza, standing in.
Hooray.
For
Maysoon's undergoing things we can't even begin to mention. Everyone send your love to Maysoon.
I'm sending the love. The vibes is there.
Good.
I'm making like
so many movements. Heart hands. Gestures.
Yeah, we're really just like speeding through gestures.
Yeah.
I'm really excited
about that. I think
we're
kind of just getting through the last of what culture can do.
Yeah.
Right before it's over.
Like we're going through what? What's the thing right now?
Corsets.
Congratulations, Pine Tree is turning into Best Wishes Blackberry Bush, okay. Where we talk about fashion in the Bay. And Gen Z facades and the fans. I don't know. Do you have like a fandom, like a Congratulations Pine Tree fandom?
We did name them a few years ago Pine Cones.
Pine Cones. That's good.
Shout out to the Pine Cones. And huge shout out and thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors. If you'd like to donate to the show, go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button.
Ooh, boop, 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 boop.
Is there any Bay Area music that you'd like me to check out to put on the show, especially if it's on Bandcamp?
What is like Bay Area music right now?
See, we're really figuring out the trends just through clairvoyance.
Yeah. I mean, the Boiler Room is going to have a show next week.
Oh, okay.
It's like their second
one. Is that a venue?
And it's like an online, they do live casting, but it's also like all over the world.
Oh, whoa.
But this is like San Francisco's a show.
Okay, great.
There's some good stuff happening. Krayshawn.
We'll bring Krayshawn back in. Wait, isn't Krayshawn canceled?
She's around. She's around.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Last I knew, somebody saw her at MacArthur Bart.
Great. Okay, everyone tap in. Where is Krayshawn?
Give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. And don't forget, our turkey photo contest is still going on. If you have turkey pictures, please send them to our email. We're taking all turkey photos. This is not related to any holiday. It is purely for the love of turkeys. Okay, well, wow. I just want the people to know that you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also a preparator.
That is me.
And I'd love if you could give a rating of my cable management here in my studio.
I'm not an AV person. So I feel like this is not like my shties, but I feel...
You never had to put a gaff tape down over some...
Okay, well, if I have to really say something about it, it's great.
No way. That was extremely generous. It's awful in here.
I mean, it's like, you know, you just have to make sure it's not like
a
tripping hazard.
It's a head hazard.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
There's a height limit for this room.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's not really what I'm looking at other than like the ka-chow car right on top of you.
I have a car on top of me.
That seems very sassy.
It's like a TGI Fridays in here.
It really is. Oh my God. I was trying to figure out what the aesthetic was in this house. It's
like if an incel lived in a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, I'm like, I think what I'm missing is just like the smoke kind of like festering through the wallboards. We got some good like wood smells in here and other painting chemicals.
Yeah.
It's lived in. It's quirky.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
It's the quirk.
This is bringing me up.
Yeah. Very cottage core.
What? Because of the wood paneling?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think the fluorescent lights.
And my wood-burning stove.
A wood-burning stove.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God. That is a fire hazard.
You would kick me out.
I am the manager
in here. Yeah, I forgot. Oh, God.
You cannot do that.
There's
no stove in here.
No, I do not have a stove or anything that would lead to an open flame.
We have to set up the picture for people to understand.
Okay, so as an artist and an art installer, what is it that people should know on either side of that relationship?
Oh man, I'm really torn between two worlds there. You know, as an artist, you should be able to do whatever you want. But as an art preparator, art handler, kind of like there are two different things, but it's a thing to think about other people's work. And for me individually, I'm just like, Does it matter? None of this matters. You know? You can do whatever you want. Sure, my first ever kind of just like claim to fame being on Art Handler Mag. Oh, yeah. Talking crap about like plants.
Oh, yeah. Live plants.
Live plants. See, for me, I don't mind it.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's like you have to deal with all these other people that kind of think about the museum space and the institution. And one of the things that which I really love that treatment of like museums and galleries, where it's like a living kind of space that needs to be taken care of. But then a part of me kind of feels like there is this kind of push and pull around like what is supposed to be like sort of institutional ways of like addressing, like installing something.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't really mind having to deal with those things, but registrars might have a different thing that they have to say.
I worked at the Mills Museum for a while, and we were digitizing the collection, like all the works on paper and textiles and stuff. And if we found a bug, we had to save it and put it in a little thing and like make note of it and figure out what the bug was and all that kind of shit.
Yeah. Sending it to like professionals and stuff. It's the professionalization of like the art handling, art prep world that kind of like throws me off a little bit, because it's like a structure, you know?
Oh, yeah. Have you, I'm sure you have been in places that have that Halon system.
Yeah.
Is that, we had that at Mills. I was scared of it. Are you scared?
No. What's so scary about it?
That it like sucks the air out of the room.
I mean, it's not going to like,
it not going to suck the air out of my lungs?
It's not going to suck out. No. There's like ambient air around you.
What about my nose?
You know, you're just cycling. Just like it's a Dementor.
Exactly. Canceled again.
Oh, whoops. Cannot.
Uh-oh. We can't go 5 minutes without referencing.
There's no franchise references. You know.
Well, okay. So in general, do you feel fear?
Maybe existential fear?
Yeah.
That's real.
Okay. Do you feel that in relation to the art world?
No.
Okay.
It's a very job place for me.
Yeah.
But do you have reservations around the art world that quantifies you having to ask your fears around the art world?
Fear, but existential dread.
That's a good one.
That's a big source of existential dread for me.
This is talk therapy.
Yeah, it is. Output has been very me processing.
Amazing.
Lesbian processing in all arenas.
I feel we should normalize that in like a lighthearted way.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like talking about like really heady stuff with each other and like dread.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the more we talk about dread, the more we just kind of like, oh yeah, that's a thing.
And then we don't feel it as bad?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I mean, just be on like medication if you need it.
You know? Everyone should not hesitate to seek out whatever therapeutic systems they feel might work for them.
Totally.
What do you think happens when you die? Do you think you can connect with the dead from beyond the grave? And if so, do you think we have like dead people around us all the time?
Like, that's a good, okay. My take on that is that, I don't know. For me, ghost is not as much of a thing as much like your body residue.
Okay.
Like your actual body.
Yeah, like legacy trauma kind of stuff?
No, like you've lived in a place and you leave little marks in space, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that like those are the residual things that you leave behind.
Uh-huh.
And so this kind of goes back to me like feeling my feelings around space, like a person taking up space. Is that their bodies have informed a lot of the things in that space. And so when you die, I feel like, yeah, you get buried, you get cremated, whatever, you get your body ashes spread into things and places and crevices and waters.
Crannies.
Nooks and crannies of the world.
100%.
But yeah, like a part of you stays behind. The sentience of it, like ghosts and like how they, I don't know about that.
Okay.
But like in a sort of mycelium network level.
Whoa.
Like you exist.
This is a very sculptural view of the afterlife.
Yeah. I feel like it's a very real.
Hell yeah.
Like view.
I think so.
Yeah. What are your takes?
It's hard. I find it difficult to believe in much. Like, I agree with everything you said, but I also think that we can kind of prove that through physical science.
Yeah. I really want to do that, like, getting buried in, like, a mycelium net.
Yeah, I think like, that should be the norm.
Just, like, use your body for something.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know if I'll actually provide, like, the best nutrients for, like, the world.
Yeah. But the mushrooms, like, process out all the weird stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you died just totally coked out.
I feel, well, there's probably some sort of, like, process where not your whole body doesn't necessarily get, like...
Where they, like, drain the blood out?
Yeah, they must, like, drain fluids. And take out your liver? Because that's, like, not the best, like...
The pancreas?
Decomposing thing.
Now I'll shout out a couple shows.
Segway!
Speaking of shows, we got a press release recently for the East Bay Open Studios event. You ever been to this one?
Woo!
It's going to be November 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th with over 110 participating artists in 10 cities. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and ask you to try to name all the East Bay cities involved. There are so many.
Okay, Oakland, Alameda.
Yes.
Dublin, Walnut Creek.
Yes, Walnut Creek.
Oh, no. Why am I? Richmond.
Uh-huh.
Albany.
Uh-huh.
El Cerrito.
Yes, really good.
Wow. Pittsburgh?
No.
Wow. Concord?
No.
Did I say Oakland?
You did.
Okay. Berkeley?
Yep. That's
wow. Yeah, I forgot about Berkeley. One.
Okay.
The township of Kensington?
No. What about just south of us? Of us here in Oakland?
Didn't I say Hayward?
The other one.
The other one?
The other one.
Castro Valley?
Okay, Fremont. You did an incredible job. Fremont. Some of the best food in the Bay Area is in Fremont.
We need to go to Fremont.
Me too. There is a ramen place there.
Again, best wishes, Blackberry Bush, a fashion and food podcast.
So good.
Bay Area's number two.
I think the only ones you missed were San Leandro.
San Leandro. Oh my God.
Baby sister.
I'm not good at these things.
San Leandro. And you said El Cerrito. Oh, Pleasant Hill and Orinda.
Orinda.
That's my favorite game is naming things.
I would like that, but it just kind of like stresses me out where like I know these things because I am such an avid fan of maps.
Oh, really?
I love maps. I have to look at maps all the time.
Do you do GeoGuessr?
GeoGuessr? What is that?
It's a game. It's a free game online where they just drop you in a certain spots on Google Street View. And then you locate on a map where it is you're looking
Wait,
at.
Isn't that? There is that.
I think you'd be really good at it.
There's like that one guy who's like really good at it.
Yeah. I want to let everybody know that Grace Rosario Perkins still has her show up over there at Cushion Works. And that is going to continue to be on view for some time.
Until the 29th?
Yes.
Yes.
So
I still
good.
Have to
this
be
is
there.
Another quiz.
The last time that I was there, I called, but they weren't there.
So. Oh, that's bullshit. Oop. Jordan, get on it.
Come on.
Ooh, that's a huge. And I think Jordan listens to the show. So is there anything else we should say?
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Well, aren't you in Chicago now, Jordan? What the hell is going on?
I love pillows.
Yeah, pillows. Yeah. Remember 500 Cap Street?
Aren't they canceled?
Yeah, let's not mention them.
Okay.
Although we mention them constantly. Oh, Land and Sea. You went and saw that. Did you see the show at Land and Sea?
Yeah, it was a really cute show.
What'd you think?
I really like when I went in Cure. I love... That was my first time seeing Maxine's work. I've seen Incura's work before, and it's just really wonderful what they did together in that space. So, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Wow.
That show is going to go ahead and be up until the 23rd, and they are open 12 to 6 Thursday through Sunday. It's 5428 San Pablo Avenue. SF Camera Work has a new thing going.
Woo!
Keisha Lucas.
We love
Keith. Taxonomy of belonging. We've shouted that out many times, but keep it top of mind.
We love Keisha.
Also, the Berklee Art Center is having an opening reception.
It already happened.
It already happened. The Berklee Art Center has a show that just opened up over the weekend, and it is called Holding Ceremony. Did you see that one?
I haven't seen it.
Are you gonna?
I want to see it.
It's so pretty over
there. I've been seeing the photos of the show, and I'm like, wow, I love a group show.
It's works by Alma Lepla, Trisha Rainwater, Lynette Betancur, Lorium, and Angelica Trimble-Yanu. I love it over there because they have that rose garden, and then they have that weird little outdoor, like, sacrifice area.
I really like that area. And that is a park across the street.
Uh-huh. And there is a restaurant that's just like a little window, you know, where you get...
I haven't been
Fava. That one.
I haven't been.
It's good.
I want to go.
Research assistant Katie Kondo and I went, and it's like very fresh, healthy-ish type of food, but like good, you know?
What is that? What is healthy-ish?
Like a beet hummus.
Okay.
You know?
That.
And like a falafel salad.
Is it like heirloom style food?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I refer to that.
It's like hand massaged tomatoes.
Yeah.
Of an heirloom
strain.
And then we got the food and went over and watched a 3rd grade softball game or like t-ball.
Wow. They're still doing that.
They are.
I'm so happy for them.
It feels weird to be two adults with no relationship to the children just sitting there and watching it.
Don't people do that anyway? They just like watch. That sounds weird. When I did wrestling, there's just like random people watching. Oh my God.
Was this high school?
This was high school.
Whoa.
But there were just like, I mean, we've met some of those people where they're just like, yeah, we've
been supporting the school.
Just supporting the school. Yeah. Or they used to be like a wrestler and are
so
like,
they had a connection.
They're just trying to do something.
They weren't just two freaky weirdos eating a falafel salad.
I mean, it happens. Minus the falafel sandwich salad situation.
Okay.
That sounds great.
So I won't feel weird next time.
Yeah. You should just, it's all about confidence.
Okay.
That you're supporting these little children in their like endeavors.
Some of them really sucked. At T-ball. Have you done a lot of performance art?
Yeah. Lots of like movement things and like very dancey.
Wow.
But.
Because I mainly know you as a sculptor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've done a performance, but mainly just because I'm like, wow, I just want to keep doing sculptures for a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone hit me up.
To perform?
Let's do a performance.
Does it not make you anxious? Now, keep in mind, listeners, that Jay is a triple Virgo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Is that okay to
share? Face reveal.
Is that okay to share that?
It's revealed now.
Yeah. This is live.
No, I feel it's different when you're performing because it's structured.
Okay.
So it's like you already know what you're kind of doing.
Uh-huh.
And what you need to do. And you could kind of turn off a sort of like viewership. It's like, I need to get this done.
Yeah.
Very different from like Southern Exposure's Monster Drawing Rally.
Yes, we did that together. Although I was there with you for your second shift. So you were double dipping.
I was double dipping for a good cause.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
But did you do it last year?
I didn't. No, this is my first time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what'd you think?
Yeah, I felt really good about it. It was a really interesting experience. And also just like the wonderful plethora of artists in the Bay. I was like, wow, I have never met you before, but your work is gorgeous and you're cool. And see you later. Bye. It's been good knowing you.
I get so nervous at that.
I was nervous in the sort of like, I it's interesting to like have to deal with people and like they're not your friends. So you're like, you can't just be like, get away from me.
Right.
Or you're just like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Like you're really staring like really close to like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But you're like not talking to me and it's making me feel kind of anxious. That's where my anxiety was coming from.
Okay. Just like being surveilled closely.
Being surveilled and just kind
constantly.
Of. Yeah. I was like, you can talk to me. It's fine. My name tag's right here with my pronouns.
Uh-huh.
Like we're basically going to be friends. But yeah, there were some cool people that I met.
And overall, if you had to give the experience a rating from 1 to 10.
10.
Wow. Yeah. We obviously have to shout out Conrad.
Shout out to Conrad. Conrad Guevara. Mm-hmm. What's up, Conrad?
We should also shout out Eli Thorne, who's down in SoCal as well and about to move. So we got to
Nueva York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever move to New York?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I think about it all the time. Or like think about all the different places that's like a potential place to live. But I'm like, I love the Bay.
Oh, good. Okay, great. I'm not leaving either. Can we get you locked in? What kind of commitment can we get out of you?
A full-time job. Lock me in with a full-time job and benefits, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Keep your people in by supporting them.
Yeah, that'd be great. If anybody listening to the show is supplying like full-time jobs with healthcare and benefits and all that.
Yeah.
A 401k. Or just like,
yeah, a casual kind of drop of Venmo monthly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Without like the whole Patreon situation, just giving money.
Patreon is so hard.
Are they canceled?
Probably.
Yeah.
All the tech companies, right?
Yeah. They're pretty much canceled.
Yeah.
Meta is canceled because they're trying to do like Sims in real life.
Who?
Meta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so sad because Sims in real life would be cool.
That would be really cool.
I would love to have a meter above my head that tells me what I need.
I already kind of speak in Simlish, so.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. That's a wrong one, Adam.
My Shuno.
No, now it's a man name.
That was really accurate.
Yeah.
Did you play The Sims or do you play The Sims?
I'm more for like a roller coaster tycoon.
Hell yes, roller coaster tycoon.
Yeah. That's when like my invasive thoughts really come into play, you know?
On roller coaster tycoon?
Yeah. You know, you just like build like roller coasters that would like lead to like the pathways, like the walkways.
And just shoot them off into like the crowds.
Lego shoot people.
Were you doing roller coaster tycoon genocide?
I can't say that.
Were you killing people in
it's fictional. It's not real,
right?
But I was like really I was really obsessed with like make like the twirly the tilt-a-whirls, all those kind of rides,
the scrambler.
Yeah, but then like having a lot of I had like different themes. So like this is like the food puke kind of like twirl like theme park. Oh my God. And I just like build like a lot of food stands, and then like the characters are just like vomiting.
Oh my God. Do you think this has informed your sculpture practice quite a bit?
Yeah, it like really led me. I got like all my frustrations out as like a young person.
Yes.
And now I'm just like, okay, let me think about material.
Yeah.
And think about space differently.
The grid is so present in Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I know. That's why I love maps. That's why I love Roller Coaster Tycoon.
My God. No, do you want to do a little ASMR real quick? This will be a special treat. This is pretty good.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, right?
That's very
right. We need like a little case of jewelry.
Oh, those keyboarding ASMRs.
Oh, with how like mechanical keyboards?
Yeah, and they're just, no, it's like typing videos. We should do a performance where we just do ASMR live.
ASMRt is
ASMRt.
A thing. Julia Bryan Wilson wrote an article about it because she really gets it.
She knows.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling, the ASMR feeling?
I've listened to too much of it, so I'm kind of desensitized.
Uh-huh.
But I always go back to this same one of like the mimed like shower, like the barbershop one.
Okay.
Where they like cut your hair.
POV.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just like the whole, it's like, I don't know, like 30 minutes long or 16 minutes long. But it's like hair, the haircut, hair wash. And like they do that spray bottle thing, which I really like.
Yes.
But my favorite one is like when they like wash your hair.
Yes.
Because that rustling is like so close to the mic.
I don't really like the whispering type of ASMR.
It's a little porno to me.
It's a little porno, yeah. But it's like, do you like it when other people go up to your ear and just talk like this to you?
I mean, not if I'm not expecting it.
Unless you like it.
This is free content, guys.
Yeah, people really need to Venmo for that.
Yeah, you need to Venmo.
Yeah, do you want to just say your Venmo?
I don't even know. It's J-PANSA.
Oh, right.
So
on.
Send me some cash.
Yeah, if you have that, what is it? Autonomous sensory meridian response. And I want to go ahead and give my Venmo. It's Kate Cash Grab, all one word.
Congratulations, Pine Tree.
Yeah, that's good. Really good.
Have you done have you done ask Kate?
Like what? Ask me what?
I don't know. Like an advice column.
Oh, no. We're not good at giving advice. But yeah, we do give it.
Yeah, you should give advice. I think you should have an advice episode. Everyone.
Yeah.
Send in.
Well, actually, one of our. Do you want to answer our most commonly asked question?
I'll try.
Okay.
Best pageant answer. Let me.
I think actually you are especially well suited to answer this question.
Is it about race? Okay.
No, it's about cats.
I don't own any cats, so
people want to know how to keep pet hair out of their work.
Pet hair out of the work.
Yeah.
Have a different space.
That's basically what we said.
Or just like have more like polyester and like poly blend clothing.
Okay.
Because it doesn't, or like silk, because they don't really stick.
Wear silk. We never thought of that.
Wear silk. Wear like Gore-Tex or like REI stuff. But you don't really want to wear that at home. Stay away from wool, fleece. Mm-hmm. All the sort of like staticky fabrics.
Uh-huh.
But you can't just, you know, make work without like adhesives.
Yeah. It's mainly painters asking.
Oh, but I love seeing like cat hair and like dog hair and I guess sometimes human hair.
Uh-huh.
On like paintings.
Okay.
It makes it real.
Yeah.
It makes it unique.
Handmade.
It makes it real.
Bespoke. Have you ever had a show over there in Bright Window Gallery over there in the Mission?
No.
Can we have one?
Hey, Right Window. Hey, ATA.
Yeah.
Drop us a link.
How do people get shows in that damn place?
Word of mouth?
I would make new work for that. Right?
Yeah.
We would make great work for that.
Yeah.
Are there any shows you want to shout out like that are coming up? Are there any hot shows of the season?
Ooh, there's a show that just opened in part two that I want to see with Liz Hernandez.
Okay.
That's a good one. I don't remember the title of the show, but...
And it's right here by our studio.
Yeah, so it's so close.
So easy to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and then... I think Dream Farm Commons has
a
show.
Yeah, they just had
a
show open up.
Alicia
Escott?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I want to see that too.
All in the same neighborhood. You can go hit all these shows in one evening and then go get some Jamaican food.
Yeah, go to Aberaya.
Yeah.
Go to Lion Dance Cafe.
Yeah.
So good.
I just had them for the first time and it was phenomenal.
Isn't it so good?
It was a lot of that numbing chili. I love that shit.
Yeah. It's a really good.
That's one thing we really got to get more competitive about here in the Bay Area is our vegan offerings, because they have so much more vegan food in Los Angeles than they do here. There's some open storefronts.
Yeah.
That I've been seeing.
So sad. I want to like do vegan food, but like not make it so like new agey, you know?
Oh god, yeah. And keep everything extremely clean.
I don't want to make it heirloom.
No,
vegan.
And I want everything so clean that it's like scary.
You want it to be clean?
Like all the surfaces in the restaurant, clean as hell. Many vegan restaurants, like back the Saturn Cafe back in the day.
Oh my god.
And they're gone now.
I love that place.
But I felt like I think even sometimes they had a C score on their health inspector thing. And I'm like, this is a vegan restaurant. It should be pretty easy to keep things not you know, contaminated.
Wait, what are you saying? Are you saying you don't trust like a vegan place if it's clean?
I'm saying some vegan restaurant. No, I'm saying our vegan restaurant will be spotlessly clean.
Oh, okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Because some of them have that kind of Santa Cruz vibe. Well,
see, like, I feel like sometimes I do trust like a vegan place if there's like, you know, like a
soot,
like a built, a lived in mess.
No,
I don't want like an Apple store.
I do. No. I want Dexter's kill room.
You want like a blue bottle vegan room. Place?
Yeah, I want like a Swedish kill room.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? I feel like I don't trust those vegan places because it's visually not like inviting to me.
Okay, like, so it needs to be kind unwelcomed. Of like a rainforest cafe.
Wow, a rainforest cafe? Is it because I'm Filipino? Because I'm from a tropical island? And you would bring up a rainforest cafe? Wow.
Yep,
Kate Rhodes is canceled.
Triple canceled.
You see,
hat trick.
We made it happen. We were going to get you canceled today. And now you're canceled.
I don't know. TGI Fridays.
The Filipino consulate of the Bay Area has canceled Kate Rhodes.
You put wanted posters.
On that note.
Well, but it sounds... Should we just end the show? Yeah. Okay, well, if anybody's looking to invest in a new restaurant venture...
Hit us up.
We'll have to kind of compromise and say it'll be moderately clean.
And it's going to be called JK.
Okay, and we're going to be whispering from the bridge to the other bridge to the island in between. This has been... Congratulations, Pine Tree!